Right, let's take a last look at your sport this afternoon. In some cricket, the CSA T20 Challenge curtain is drawing to a close with the first semi-final kicking off at the Wanderers Stadium. The momentum multiplier Titans take on the DP World Lions tomorrow. The Titans go into the clash on the back of three consecutive wins. Batter Neil Brand knows their work is cut out for them.
The Lions has a very strong squad this year. A lot of pro-tier players. So, yeah, we're going to have to be at our best. And, I just think our bowling attack has really kicked now. And everyone knows what their role is. So, hopefully tomorrow will be another great game. We've had two last ball finishes against the Lions in the T20 comp this year. So, pretty sure tomorrow might be another nail biter.
The first semi-final swings into action at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And then the Hollywoodbets Dolphins will take on the Warriors in the second semi-final on Thursday at the Kingsmead Stadium. In some football, Chelsea boss Mauricio Pochettino is optimistic they can reach Premier League leaders Arsenal's level in the future. Now the two teams meet in North London this evening with a win for the visitors, taking them level on points with sixth place Newcastle. Pochettino believes they have a plan in place to emulate his former Paris Saint-Germain teammate.
Arsenal was a few years ago when Arteta arrived, was in a different situation than today, and then with time, confidence and trust on him after a few years, you know, is there, like happened with different coaches like Pep or Klopp.
And then finally, Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis will from Thursday be known as Dr. Desiree Ellis. The four-time CAF Women Coach of the Year will be conferred with an honorary doctorate by the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. Coach Ellis was honored last year by President Cyril Ramaphosa with the Order of Ikhamanga in gold. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.